I get to do the children's time. Thank you, Violet, for being a child here today. She is so cute. Though we remember that we are all children of God, so as we talk about the time for the children, we don't just talk those who are under the age of 18, but all of us, and sometimes all of us need a little chance to be children and play. Which I have to tell you, I've been playing this week and last week as those of you that have been reading what's going on. Miss Becky isn't here this morning because she is getting ready for our second group of elementary kids to come into camp. And this last week we had older elementary, and the week before that we had what I call the littles, those that just finished kindergarten, first and second grade, that are the cutest. Patter Stacy, I want to ask you a question. Of course, we did have a sixth grader that said, next year, can I come to disc camp with my brother? And I'm like, are you sure you're going to sixth grade? Yes, I am, Pastor Stacy. But I've been getting to play with science and connecting it to God. And I had mentioned in the El Portal that a big part of the reason I was going to camp is not just because I have a real heart for camping and a love for that ministry, as it really raised me into the ministry that I'm in now, but also just really feeling some burnout over COVID. A job that is so people-focused, and to spend that whole job on a screen has just depleted me of everything that is in me. I admit that. I hit burnout about 2 months ago. And so I committed to doing all six sessions of camp plus our young adult camp to be able to recharge my batteries. And being outside and seeing the trees and the sky and the squirrels and the skunks, being able to be with the kids and spending 4 days doing worship and Bible study and playing and engaging, those charging batteries are already lifting and lifting, and I can't give enough thanks for that. But for those kiddos. So, Miss Violet, with Grandma's help, I have this cup, and I'm gonna see how much of that color I can mix in first. All right, Miss Violet, I have a question for you. My question is, do you think, maybe, is this cup half full or half empty? Half full. I love four. Did you turn four yet? Just turned three. I'm ready for her to be four. You act four some of the time. I love three-year-olds. Miss Violet has said this cup is half full. Now, how many people, when asked, let's be honest, would say it's half empty? You're all going to claim to be optimists, aren't you? Oh, Miss Lori says it's twice as big as it needs to be. I say it has the capacity to hold more. But we always have this question in life. Is it half full or is it half empty? Are we looking on the positive side or the negative side? And I was feeling so blessed this week to get to listen to another pastor preach one of our messages, as Sean just snuck in and Phoebe and Philip are sneaking in right now. And I name all three of them because all three of them were at camp with us this last week. Yes, Sean. You're still wearing your bracelet? That's awesome, because that means you continue to be in covenant with your group, right? And your shirt with all your handprints. That's awesome. Which, super fast, Sean, what was the best part of camp this week? Meeting so many friends. That is an awesome one. Philip, what was your favorite part of camp? You were gonna say the same thing, the friends? What are you doing? Is that what you learned this week with your friends? Awesome. And Sean, Philip was an awesome boat captain, getting to drive his cardboard boat across the pool. If y'all didn't know, cardboard can float and be a boat. It absolutely can, and Philip is proof of that. All right, Phoebe, my last one in the room. What was your favorite part of camp? That was a long sentence for me to try to understand from far away. Here's my mask. Oh, she said hanging out with the girls in her cabin because they were girls she could communicate with. All I know is I was told her cabin was bonding so much that they asked if the last night they could have a slumber party and put all their mattresses on the floor to be together because they wanted to be together. And that made my heart happy, especially because that was Phoebe in that cabin. My Madison was in that cabin. Holly Auger, Sherry's grandniece, Susan and Roger's granddaughter, was in that cabin. And so what fun they had. But Phoebe and Philip, maybe you didn't hear, sneaking in and Sean, is this glass half full or half empty? Everybody just wants to be optimists. And that would be nice if we're all optimists, but sometimes we're pessimists in how we see things, right? And Sean and Philip and Phoebe were there when Pastor James came down to camp, and he was talking about the bummer that COVID was. And we saw a lot of the negatives. We didn't get to go to school. We had to be at home all the time. We didn't get to do sports. So many things that we missed out on. But kiddos, he challenged us to think about what the positives were, right? We couldn't go out and see friends and do things, but we got to spend more time with our family and grow closer together, right, Philip? Philip's smiling because that was his positive that he shared, you know? They didn't get to go into the classroom, right? This last school year, much of it, you had to be on Zoom, but so many kids learned so much about technology and what they can do on a computer. You know, we didn't get to be in the sanctuary and worshiped, but we learned new ways of being able to praise God, and we learned that we can be flexible and even have worship at home. Some people are loving worship at home so much that they're choosing to stay home because they love it so much, and it means we've got a stronger reach. But God challenges us of how we don't just think about the negative, right, y'all? That there are times that when we see the cup, we see that emptiness and we think, man, I wasn't given enough cool blue liquid. I wanted a full cup. Why didn't you give me enough? Where God challenges us to think, wow, what else can I put in this cup? What else is there an opportunity with? Hey, I wonder if maybe a friend got that other half and we're getting to share the blue liquid. That there's always a way that we can take a negative and turn it into a positive and see what we can do about it. And so I challenge us as we go along to think about how it is that we could turn negatives into positives, my friend, and see what good can come out of it. And remember that, hey, if a cardboard boat can float and get across the pool, then we could do anything, right? I'll have to post the video of Philip captaining his boat across the pool on Facebook. Philip, can I put it on Facebook for everybody to see? Yes? Okay, I'll make sure to have your permission. But with that, my friends, I invite us to pray. God, we give you thanks that you are always with us, that you are giving us opportunities of where most people see a negative and want to complain and want to say, I didn't get, that with your help, we can see opportunities. We can see what there is still yet that we can get, that we can see what blessings are coming even during tough circumstances, and for always being with us and helping us, and for great opportunities like camp. And I give you personal thanks for what a great time Philip and Phoebe and Sean had, and for those new friends that they made and could be forever friends that they hold in their heart. For all of this, we give you thanks, our mighty God. Amen.